Are you ready to get behind the wheel of a UPS tractor trailer? Seasonal tractor trailer drivers earn $32 an hour. Drivers must be at least 21 years of age, have a Class A CDL with T endorsement, 2 years of tractor trailer experience, and be able to drive a standard transmission. As a driver, you could participate in team driving, in-town runs, or help at a local UPS facility. Are you ready to get on the road? Apply now at upsjobs.com. That's upsjobs.com.
To the Zone with Jason Anderson, presented by CC Power Sports of Louisville on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
437-9680 text message at UPS Jobs text line. Damn it, you didn't say Easy was on your show today. Are there metrics on your listenership when he was on the air? Yes, they skyrocket through the moon. ESPN right now on High Noon is saying Louisville still owes Bobby Petrino $13 million after firing him. How did they get 13? Is it 12? Is it 13? Is it 14? Like, come on. What's the number? Let's get an actual number here. Come on. 13 from ESPN, 14 from those close, 12 from me. But I do think there's an element of it being 12 or it being 14 just simply because you're like, you know what, I don't want to battle it. What's the point of battling over those $2 million? You know, give them the money, move on, and you don't want to go down the Tom Jurich route and have it just remain in the news over and over and continue from that that standpoint. And look, the longer this thing is a fight, the more it's there. Move on. He's no longer the coach. Ward is. And then you'll have a new coach, you know, sometime in December. Did want to mention that Chris Mack's press conference delivered by Troll Pub Under the Bridge, located right next to the KFC Yum Center, a unique underground dining experience. We will be there tomorrow. We will be at the Troll Pub. Troll Pub Tuesdays. We'll be hanging out there tomorrow. So come by and say hi if you're interested in doing such things. One of the other things that I want to talk about before we get into the next coach is, you know, the other firings on the staff I think are of interest in the news of what took place yesterday. Vince Tyre was talking yesterday. This is going to be clip number 2, Magic, if you can play that one. He was talking yesterday about the other people that were let go outside of just Bobby Petrino. And that's what we were talking about. When we got on the air, Mark Innes and I, that's one of the immediate things that we talked about. His family members are going to be out. Lorenzo Ward is going to be the interim head coach. And it's essentially, you know, Brom or bust, if you want to say that. Here's Tyre talking about the other firings.
We have four other individuals who are no longer with the football program. So Ryan Beard, LD Scott, Nick Petrino, and Andy Wagner. Three are coaches and one is in a support role in the program. And I made the decision that I felt like after making a decision with Bobby that related to three family members and then Andy, that the for 2 weeks it wasn't worth them enduring any additional scrutiny that's already been out there while they've been in their positions. And I didn't feel it was worth the players having to deal with the additional distraction. So I made a decision that I thought it was best for those individuals, because I really like those individuals. It's not a personal thing; it's a business thing, and felt like for them and for us, the better decision was to relieve them of their duties today, and for us to move forward as a program.
I think that's the press conference sort of PR spin on that. I don't think there's any way that it was like, all right, we're going to fire you guys because we're saving you from what could be awkward situations over the next 2 weeks. I think it's a, you know what I learned from the Mark Jurich situation. I learned from what happened with Mark Jurich, and I ain't going down that road again. That happened, and it turned out to be a disaster. It turned out to be something that was not amicable. It turned out to be something that, in the end, was worse off than if you would have just simply fired him and said, thanks but no thanks, here's some money thrown your way as well. You can leave with your father. Instead, it was like, look, we're separating Tom from Mark. They're different people. They do different jobs. Tom is out, but it doesn't mean that Mark Jurich needs to be out. And eventually that happened, and it got to the point to where it was an issue, and Mark Jurich goes and gets fired, and then you see the public email that was there, and it becomes more and more of a soap opera and more of a black eye with Louisville of what the heck is going on in previous regime versus current regime, and then it becomes in the latest installment of Denny v. Rick. Denny's guys, Rick's guys, the Tom guys, the Tyree guys, the Jurich's guys, whether it's Mark or whoever, and the new regime, and it should be the old regime, and you got people still fighting for the old regime as if, you know, you can turn back the clock and go back to the way things were, like it's never going to happen. The genie is out of the bottle. The toothpaste is out of the tube. You're not putting it back in, all right? None of that stuff is happening. They are gone, and I think there was a learning process from that first go around that this time, look, you may like LD Scott, you may like Ryan Beard, you may like Nick Petrino. They may be able to continue to do their job in their current capacity without Bobby Petrino as the head coach for the next 2 weeks. Look, this entire staff is gone in 2 weeks. Okay, so the difference between letting them go now and letting them go in 2 weeks, I don't think is a, well, you know, it's going to be awkward for them. I think it's a, I'm not taking that risk again, man. Was it awkward for Mark Jurich and Tom Jurich, you know, or for Mark? Maybe, but I wanted to keep him on staff, and it blew up in my face. And this is not going to be the case here. It's not going to be anybody sabotaging the program, because believe me, when Tom Jurich was gone, when Tom Jurich was ultimately fired, there were others around the athletic department that were still working to bring the narrative of Jurich as the AD. And even before he was fired, when he was placed on administrative leave in that month before it became official, there were plenty in the athletic department that were working behind the scenes on behalf of Jurich. And you don't want to go down that route again. You don't want to do that. You don't want to be in a position that you have to even suspect a guy, whether it's Nick Petrino or LD Scott or Ryan Beard. Look, I think it's the right move, and you got a skeleton crew. Lorenzo Ward talked about it, that, you know, they'll have different guys. Lonnie Galloway is now going to call plays and coach the quarterbacks, that he's going to now help out with the defensive line, and you've got somebody else that was coaching the cornerbacks. He's now going to coach the cornerbacks and the safeties, and so it makes perfect sense as to, you know, what they're going to do moving forward. Moving forward, more than anything, is Brom or who? And that was a huge conversation this morning with Drew Diener, is, you know, people throwing out names and talking about possibilities and who else would be there if it's not Jeff Brom. I mean, look, I think there's a number of names that are out there that are floated, that are discussed, that are possibilities that are there. Dino Babers, the reports that he's interested in some way, shape, or form, that he reached out. There's mutual interest for Dino Babers. Look, I think if it's not Jeff Brom, well, I know it's not Bobby, but if it's not Jeff Brom, I would guess that Babers would be very, very high on the list. I expect it to be Brom. I don't think it's going to be 100%. I was way more confident about 2 months ago that it would be Jeff Brom. Less confident less confident now than I was then. I still think ultimately he takes the job. It ain't a slam dunk, but I think when you've got contracts in front of you, Purdue's going to give you an extension and a raise, and Louisville's going to offer you what they're able to offer you. I think it's going to be $5 million, and I think when it's all said and done, Jeff Brom's going to accept the Louisville offer. I don't know if they're going to have to go above $5 million, but I have a pretty good indication, or not indication, pretty good feeling. An indication would mean that I was, you know, talking to somebody and they were telling me, hey, Jason, whatever it takes, we'll get the job done. It was like in the movie Draft Day of when they had the number one overall pick, and it was I can't remember the player. It was like that player's name, no matter what. Michael Barnett, no matter what. And so Bo Callahan was the quarterback, I thought, right? And so he didn't want Bo Callahan. He ended up trading up to get Bo Cal or whatever it was. And then at the end of it, you know, he had maneuvered and he finally got the guy he wanted anyway when he wrote down so-and-so no matter what.
It's getting annoying, man. I'm looking this up.
Well, look it up now. So I think that's going to be Jeff Brohm. So it's not an indication. It's sort of a feeling that, look, they're going to offer whatever needs to be offered. I don't think Vince Tyre is going to go into a discussion with Jeff Brohm and say, hey, we'd love you to be the Louisville coach. And Brohm says, here's my number. And Vince Tyre goes, yeah, can't get there. Sorry about that. They'll find a way to get there, especially if it's Brohm. You'll find some money. I mean, they're going to find money to fire Bobby. You'll find some money if it means that you need to go up an extra half, you know, $1 million.
Vontae Mack,
no matter what. Vontae Mack is the Jeff Brohm of the draft picks in fictional movies about GMs that make terrible decisions on draft day. Let's see. Documentary about the Browns, essentially, is what it was. Wasn't it about the Browns, too? I mean, it actually was a documentary about the Browns. Of course they made it about the Browns. Why wouldn't they? Oh, he didn't get the $100 bill in the end. Nobody likes him. I wouldn't draft that quarterback. Well, maybe not. I'm not really sure. But I think Dino Babers is clearly at the top. I think Dino Babers is someone that I think he's somebody that Vince Tyre would be perfectly fine having as a consolation prize if it's him. I look, if it's my druthers, Mike Leach. I would love Mike Leach. The dude did a damn interview with a fake mustache on his face, on his upper lip. Crooked fake mustache as well. Not even a straight fake mustache. It was crooked. It went from his right upper lip to his left nostril. And he didn't care. Because he's a damn pirate. Pirates don't care about crooked mustaches. You know that. They care about getting booty. That's what pirates care about. And Mike Leach is out there just grabbing wins, which is his booty, week after week after week after week. Dude is 9-1 now. Now you need to find Mike Leach's actual interview and play it over this. The task for Magic Mike now, over the next 10 minutes, is doing that. You came up with the Bobby picture for my avatar on Twitter. Now I need you to do this. The Mike Leach mustache interview, and then I need you to place that over that that backdrop, that music of mustache. That would be my number two. He costs $2.25 million to buy out of his contract. He was, what, willing to go to Tennessee? So he's not exactly married to Washington State. He can win at Washington State and doing the things he's doing there. The guy can coach football, okay? Texas Tech was in the conversation for the national championship when he was there. Washington State's somehow in the college football playoff discussion, as in, to a degree, controlling their own destiny. I mean, I was listening to Drew this morning. I'm in complete 100% agreement with Drew. Don't even think about retreads. Why is anybody talking about Les Miles? Like, Les Miles, man. I'll say it again, dude. That guy won in spite or despite his quarterback. He didn't win because of it. You know, Bobby Petrino, the last couple of years, won football games because Lamar Jackson is an alien. He is not of this earth. And Louisville's best seasons came with a really good quarterback that was leading the team, that was leading the program. A lot of those programs that you're going to see, if you're not Ohio State, if you're not Clemson, if you're not Alabama, if you're not some of those programs, you damn sure better have a quarterback that can be a difference maker. And oh, by the way, Clemson took the generational quarterback talent to win the national championship. And so, yes, Les Miles has a national title. He did it with what? Mock? Who was the quarterback at LSU? Wasn't it the last name like Mock, M-A-U-C-K? That quarterback, that LSU team to a national title, a two-loss national title. Or was that the Jamarcus Russell team? I can't really remember who won that national title.
The Russell team won the title.
Okay, so, yeah, it was, that, so that he was won it with Jamarcus Russell. Yeah. Well, then did he play in it with a mock?
I think he played in it with
a mock. That was the loss maybe to Alabama or something like that in the repeat. I can't really remember. I just know that he's had a number of quarterbacks that have been like, okay, they're okay. But, man, they had running backs and offensive line, and they had defense. Man, they had studs all over the field when Les Miles was the coach at LSU. That's not going to translate to Louisville. He's not getting those studs to Louisville. He's going to have to get three-star guys or maybe some four-star guys and turn them into studs. What people always said Bobby Petrino was going to do. That didn't happen this go-around. He has to do that at Louisville. Well, he was an amazing recruiter at LSU. I mean, so if he's not going to be a guy that's going to develop a quarterback, good luck. I mean, go back and look at the recruiting rankings and ratings and stars for some of the players that came through with Charlie Strong. I mean, the guys that were sent to the league from Charlie Strong. Greg Scruggs, Preston Brown, Teddy Bridgewater, Marcus Smith, Calvin Pryor, Gerald Christian, Gerard Holloman, B.J. DeBose, Charles Gaines, Deontres Mount, James Sample, Lorenzo Malden, John Miller, Jamon Brown, Devontae Parker, Sheldon Rankins. Where's the five-star top 10 player out of that? Where's the number one overall recruiting class? Where's the top 10 recruiting classes out of that? Where are those? They're not there. But yet those guys all went to the league. Whether they stayed there, whether they succeeded, they all were NFL caliber players that GMs wanted and drafted that were playing for Louisville. And guess what? As those players slowly but surely left the Louisville program, that Louisville program slid the wrong way in a pretty a steep decline. Over the last year and a half, over the last 26 games, 2 years worth of games. And that's when Charlie's players were gone.
By the way, Andy correcting me. They lost the championship game with Jamarcus Russell. They did win with a quarterback named Mock. I just got to remember which year that was. You're right.
Magic Mike leading me astray again.
Well, in my defense, I'm still trying to find good audio of the interview because sites have the good interview of Leach yesterday in the press conference, but nobody actually just has something I can download from YouTube, which makes this annoying.
Why would you need to download? Oh, you need to download it because you need to actually...
To layer the fire.
Yes, I see. That's disappointing, isn't it?
I'm going to do my best here.
Sorry about that. Yeah, you've got another 5 minutes or you're done. Texas says, I'm not saying it's Brom or bust. I'm saying Brom is a bust. He will bust here. the previous text was 9-1 sounds better than 5-5. Yes, it does. And I'd love to see what Jeff Brom would be at Purdue in year number 6? Is this year 6 for Mike Leach at Washington State? As opposed to year number 2 for Jeff Brom at Purdue. Like, let's add some context here, can we? I mean, that's incredibly simplistic. Well, 9-1 is a better record than 5-5. Yes, it is. And remember when people said Mark Stoops and Joker Phillips in their first 3 years had the same exact record? Yeah, because one was taking over a 2-win program, and the other was taking over a team that was up and running and was winning 7 games minimum and was going to bowl games 4 years in a row and turned that into a 2-win team. There's a difference. There's context there. So let's go ahead and look it up because I have it on another sheet of paper that is not here with me right now. But it is the years for old Mike Leach at Washington State. Mike Leach got to Washington State in... Oh, I already clicked that button. Come on now. Come on. All right, so this is year number 7. Year 7 for Mike Leach! And by the way, in year number 2, Mike Leach was 6-7. In year number 3 at Washington State, Mike Leach was 3-9. So does 5-5 sound better than 3-9? Because that was year 3 of Leach at Washington State. And you know why? Because he had to take over for Paul Wolf, who went 2-11, 1-11, 2-10, 4-8. That's 9 wins in 4 years. 9 wins in 4 years. That's what Mike Leach took over. And in year 3, he was 3-9. And people were saying, well, here's a bust. I mean, Mike Leach, he's not going to be able to get that Texas Tech magic going. And since that 3-9 season, 9-4, 8-5, 9-4, 9-1. So yes, 9-1 is better than 5-5. But in year number 2, he was 6-7, and in year number 3, he was 3-9. And there's your context. And if we want to look into what Purdue was before Jeff Brohm got there, I mean, we can add the context to that as well. Because it isn't just simply looking at that. And I'll pull it up right now, just so we have the numbers. Just so we're all on the same page here. And look, I'm not saying that Jeff Brohm is going to be a guaranteed success. I just like to have the whole story when we're having these discussions. Daryl, Hazel, Hazel, whatever. 1-11, 3-9, 2-10, 3-9. His 4 years, he combined 9 wins. 4 years combined 9 wins. Jeff Brohm has 12 already in 2 years. And he's doing it with the Daryl, Hazel, Hazel players. Purdue has won 7 games once since 2007. And that was just 7 games. They won 7 games last year. So, I mean, there's the overall story. I mean, that's the context that's there. That's why Jeff Brohm is viewed the way that he is what he did at WKU and what he's done at Purdue. Look, if this Purdue team was 2-10 last year and 3-9 this year, he wouldn't be nearly as coveted and as much of a hot name as he is. He's the number one hot name in college football for a reason. So, let's see, 437-9680. Just have Tyree have your wife talk to Brohm, then he surely will be at Louisville. Okay. Texter says, why are you silent on Bob Stoops to Louisville? Because I don't think it's going to happen. Like, I don't think he's going to take over the Louisville job. Like, why would he quit Oklahoma, take a year off or 2 years off, and then coach at Louisville? Like, Urban Meyer took a year off because he was quote unquote sick. Or, you know, exhausted. And then he went to Ohio State. So I don't think it's going to be the Louisville job. Texas says Matt Flynn won the national championship at LSU. See? Magic Mike leading me astray yet again. Yet again. That's 0 for 2, Magic.
What'd I do? I didn't hear the last one I was editing.
Matt Flynn won the national championship with LSU, not Mock.
That would be Andy leading you astray. Andy was the one that said that Mock won it.
Well, I would hate for you to go and double check that while you had time before you jumped right on the air and gave the information.
I trusted Andy. Your mistake was trusting me. My mistake was trusting Andy.
Yeah, my mistake is anytime trusting you. Anytime trusting you. BCS National Championship game in 2007 for Lester Miles. 12-2 team. God, that still bothers me. And it doesn't bother me just because it's a two-loss team. It bothers me because the team that I happen to root for could have won the danged national championship that year. Ugh. Matt Flynn. Oh, that was Ryan Perilou was like the next great, amazing quarterback that was going to be just the, I mean, he was going to be the can't-miss, a do-everything guy. It didn't work out that way. So when did Mock play there, man? There was a guy named Mock, I promise you. All I want to know is about this damned guy named Mock. Texas says he's not only the number one hot name in coaching, he's the number one hot name in the Anderson household, too. Gosh, you guys are mean.
He won the national championship in 2003 when Saban was at LSU.
Oh, that's what it was?
Yep.
All right, there we go. Figured it out. All right, we got to the end of it. So Saban won the championship with Mock. Where are the LSU fans when we need them? I'm getting my LSU quarterbacks mixed up. I apologize. Saban won the national championship with Mock. That's because Saban can win in spite of a quarterback. And, Les Miles does the same thing. He won it with Matt Flynn. Matt Flynn wasn't terrible in college, so, you know, he got that guy. But outside of Matt Flynn, you know, the ability to build an overall team with recruiting class on top of recruiting class on top of recruiting class. Like, again, if Les Miles was that coveted of a coach, he wouldn't have Kansas and that's it as the options. Like, KU wants Les Miles. Not really, you know, thinking that Louisville would be in the Les Miles business. Quarterback at LSU won a national championship was Matt Flynn. God, that's all that's texting in right now. I hate you, Magic. God! I don't like you anymore.
You liked me before?
That's a good point. Texas says that touche, sir. Well played. Can we talk about how miserable Dino Babers must be living in Syracuse, New York in the fall and winter? He's from Hawaii. It's a good point. That's a really good point. Dude is from the West Coast. He's from Hawaii.
Oh my God, that poor man.
I know. That's a great point, but I think it also might be a decent point as to helping with Louisville to get Brom, because USC might go after Dino Babers of like, hey, you know, come back to the West Coast. And Dino Babers is like, can I leave now? Please. It snowed 15 inches yesterday. This is terrible. There's not even AC in the Carrier Dome.
I'll take Cal Berkeley. Anyone. Who's the worst football? San Jose State. I'll take them.
Yes. I don't care. I don't care. Give me a Long Beach State. I'll take that. They don't have a football program. I'll start one.
I'll be their baseball coach. I don't care. Get me out of here.
Yes. Long Beach State doesn't have a football program. Yeah, neither did Syracuse. And 3 years later, look how well we're doing. Okay, I can start a football program. Not necessarily from scratch, but damn, it felt like that 3 years ago. Okay, so I'll do that at Long Beach. It'll be the best thing ever.
Syracuse is the best football team in the state of New York. I just realized that. Bills, Jets, Giants, if you include the New Jersey Stadium. Mm-hmm. Buffalo University, the other college football team there.
They won the MAC at one point.
They did, but Turner I don't think Gill. They are this year.
Turner Gill.
Yeah.
Matt House was on that staff.
Somehow Syracuse is the best football team in New York. That's a sad state of affairs.
That's right. That's why Dino Babers is going to be coveted. Texas says, I'm out of the loop. Is Iowa State's Coach Campbell on the list if Brom doesn't work out? He would be a great hire, but he's got a $7 million buyout. So Iowa State did the right thing at the end of last year, extended him, and... gave him a $7 million buyout. Texas says, why are you silent on Lee Corso to Louisville? Texas says, the same text about Bob Stoops says that was a deflection. Sure, I guess. Andy next up. It's ESPN 680 105.7. What's up, Andy?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going just fine, man. Hope you're doing well.
Hanging in there. It's a little bit cold.
There you go. Not as cold
you're
as in Syracuse.
You're marching Magic quite a bit right now.
I'm just joking with
him.
He knows I love him.
I don't, though.
He seems like he needs a little love right now. He's not wrong when it comes to Matt Mock. He was the quarterback when Saban won the national championship at LSU.
I know. So we won it, but I was thinking of Les Miles, and then, you know, I was like, well, was it Jamarcus Russell that won the championship, or Russell, I don't remember doing anything. And then it was like, no, Les won the championship with Mock, and I'm like, okay, well, I thought that was the case. And then it was like, no, he won it with Matt Flynn, but then you realize that Nick Saban won it with Mock, and it's like, yeah, it's all confusing. Well, it's Mock, Flynn, and Jamarcus Russell.
He was like 25 when he played at LSU, because I played high school baseball against him. He was on the Jasper team over here that had Scott Rowland on it, and they won the state championship a couple times, and he was in the Cubs organization for a couple years. That's
Brandon
why
Whedon.
He was such a late bloomer.
Yeah, it's Brandon Whedon. That makes sense, yeah. He's one of the guys. I remember there being like a national championship with him. I just didn't remember that it was Nick Saban as the head coach. Because I'm like, man, LSU can win with that guy. Matt Flynn, you know, was a better college quarterback. But, I mean, LSU is winning at levels to where, you know, they're not doing it because of their quarterback. It's obvious that Louisville did it the last couple of years because of Lamar Jackson. And Brian Brohm was a stud. And Jeff Brohm and Browning Nagel with the Fiesta Bowl. Like, you've been down the line. Like, we can see, you know, Bridgewater. It's been the really, you know, top-notch college quarterbacks and some moving on into the NFL that have given Louisville their most success, whereas LSU's won championships without those guys.
Nick Saban is a better man than you are.
Less. That's what she's saying.
But yeah, they definitely won that title in spite of Mock. I think he threw like 12 passes in the championship game.
Yeah, I mean, but that's what LSU can do, because they've just got stud players after stud players after stud players. Like, Louisville's not going to do that. Like, they're going to have to find somebody that can do it with less. And that's sort of the reason as to why you look at it and go, the number one option is Jeff Brohm and then Dino Babers, because he's done it with less in Syracuse as well. And Jeff Brohm's clearly done it with less at a couple different spots. And so he's proven that. I don't know that, you know, Les Miles was very good at Oklahoma State as well. And then he does have a national championship. So does Gene Chizik. So, I mean, I don't think anybody's going for Gene
Chizik. I just wanted to come to Magic's defense.
I appreciate
especially
it.
After yesterday, commiserating as a Bengals fan, we needed.
Yeah.
Hey, at least we got rid of the DC today.
Yeah, it's all fixed now. Andy, it's all fixed. DC's gone. Super Bowl or bust. It's all been fixed now. Once he's out the door, now Cincinnati, now the Bengals can really get to their level of success.
How about Marvin to U of L?
So the Bengals would take that right now. Xavier fans would love that. Payback for Chris Mack leaving. Thank you, Andy. I appreciate it, man.
No problem. All right,
267-968 is the phone number. Eric wraps up this hour, and then we'll talk with Zach McCright, Big Easy. What's up, Eric?
$2.5 million buyout for Leach.
That's it, 2.25.
Can Kentucky fire Stoops and hire Leach?
Can we do that? If he's interested. But what's Leach's buyout? I haven't even looked, or not Leach's, but what's Stoops' buyout if he's fired without cause? I haven't even looked at that, to be honest with you, in a while.
I mean, after the last 5 weeks of incompetence on offense, I'm ready for that move.
I mean, look, I would take Mike Leach over a lot of different coaches in the country. So if I have Mark Stoops as my coach and I can get Mike Leach, thank you, Eric, I would take Mike Leach. I'll take Mike Leach to coach the team that I like right now. And if Mike Leach coached Louisville, I think he'd be a damn fine hire. Because he's got the 5-year rolling contract. I don't know what the number of wins are. It might be, it's either 7 or 8. I don't know that it's the Mark Stoops 7 wins. You get an extra year added onto your contract. But it's essentially that for Mike Leach. That every year he gets to a certain threshold, it increases and gives him another 5 years from that point. So it's a rolling 5-year contract. And if it's in year one of that 5-year contract, it's $2.25 million for the buyout. Well, last year he reached the threshold of wins. So this is technically year one of the rolling 5-year contract. So it's 2 points. But I think it drops to 1 point something in year two. But he ain't going to get to the year two of the rolling contract because he's got it up and running and they're 9-1 this year. So he's already reached it. So next year is going to be year one as well. So it's going to be 2.25 unless they give him another extension and they say, yeah, people are going to come calling. We need to give you the money. I just don't know that Washington State's going to do that and give him a lot of money if somebody's coming and calling and saying, we'll give you $5 million per year, which is what I think it's going to take to get Jeff Brohm as well. It's a lot less than that for Zach McCright. He's next.
You are listening to The Zone Podcast. Check out Jason Anderson weekdays 3 to 6 only on ESPN 680 and ESPNLouisville.com.
Do you know what the future you is up to right now? It could be working for UPS. UPS is now hiring part-time package handlers in Louisville. For select shifts, you can now receive bonuses up to $250. They also graduate debt-free through the Metro College Program. Apply now at upsjobs.com. That's upsjobs.com. Get there